Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey man, Friday, what a perfect day, man. Hopefully this rain is gone, we get some sunshine, some fun time. Hope for you guys to enjoy those track and field meets and softball games and or swim meets.
Going to be hot next week, Mike.
I know, hey, it's fine, man. Anything but the rain. I'll tell you more about it in Guy Talk. With these four old farts, we could have got the damn, could have gotten our 18 holes in, but I mean, seriously, it was like that old couple in Caddyshack. Oh, honey, I'm hot today. More on that coming up. More on what the Hawks' plan is for the draft. We're going to use those picks or not. Right now, though, let's get our weekly visit. One of our favorite guests, one of the best podcasts in town, and just a good dude, Brian McFadden with CBS Sports, joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Two-time Super Bowl winner with your Steelers. Are your Steelers going to win a playoff game this year? Let's start right there. Mike Tomlin going to win a playoff game with Aaron Rodgers. Cool.
Hopefully, we can get into the playoffs, right? Now, to your question, the Steelers haven't had an issue getting into the playoffs. It's about having a short visit in the playoffs. And can they win a playoff game? I mean, potentially. I think it's safe to say, you know, the AFC will be a very, very competitive conference, starting with the top three teams, Kansas City, Buffalo, and Baltimore. But in terms of winning a playoff game, we're going to need flashes of the old Aaron Rodgers that to surface, if that is going to happen when you're playing against some of the best quarterbacks in the league from the teams that I mentioned.
B, you know that Shedeur Sanders certainly not helping himself in the news with the two driving incidents, but what do you think Deion, what do you think his camp is telling him as he has an uphill battle already in Cleveland just to get minutes playing quarterback?
I mean, I think they're telling him to continue to do what he's been doing thus far. You know, outside of the driving citation, it sounds like he's been doing everything. He's been exceeding the expectations, I'll say that. You know, we've been hearing positive things with him on the grass with the guys, and just continue to do that. And me personally, you know, Chris, Mike, it's not a big deal for me. I mean, yeah. I think about this. Like, when you 20, 21, 22, 23, how many citations have you got? Speeding
sure.
a little
yeah.
bit. You know what I mean? It happens.
Yep.
Now, the issue would be if this becomes more of a consistent thing. But the media attention that he's received from this one citation, I think is a bit overblown, in my opinion, because before this, we've heard nothing but great things coming from Shedeur since he's been a part of the Browns organization.
It's our man, Brian McFadden. Join us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. I know this is kind of like the quiet time. Well, please, and it's funny because Shedeur just kind of violated the rules. Don't get in trouble. Keep your nose clean between now and when camp starts in just about a month's time. But what was your summer like, man? Do guys just get away from football, or do they still watch tape? Or how did you process, man, knowing that you're going back to battle for the Steelers?
Oh, there's no getting away. You know, whatever vacation you had in place, you probably already taken it. Because to your point, you're about to be in July, and teams start reporting, what, July 20th. You know, heck, I think some teams, even the rookies, report July 15th. So camp is right around the corner. So everything that you establish in terms of conditioning and being ready to go, you don't want to lose that, you know, taking a full week off. You want to be active to some degree. You might not have the intensity right now to start off, but the intensity will pick up as you get closer to mid-July. So me personally, you know, I was a guy that already wanted to have the trips out of the way because football is right around the corner. You want to make sure you're going in feeling as good as possible.
B, when it comes to the AFC, Lamar is not a guy that is boisterous and says a lot, but he did say this week that he is out for vengeance after another year failing in the playoffs. Right now, where do you sit the following three teams? The Ravens, the Bills, and the Chiefs.
Chiefs 1, Buffalo 2, Baltimore 3. And the reason why I have the ranking ranked like that is because, number one, until I see otherwise in playoff football, Pat Mahomes has found ways to beat the other two quarterbacks. Secondly, Josh Allen has taken strides. You know what I mean? You look at what he did in the playoffs. That Baltimore game, he outperformed Lamar Jackson. You know what I mean? So that should warrant him being above Lamar Jackson. Number two, I mean, lastly, is Lamar Jackson. And I'll say this, guys. Baltimore didn't lose that divisional round game because Lamar Jackson didn't play his best. He played better football than what we saw in the previous AFC Championship game against Kansas City. But the issue for Baltimore, guys, collectively speaking, not just one player, but the entire team, when they get in postseason play, they don't make routine plays happen routinely. And that's what good teams do. That's why Kansas City is always at the cream of the crop, because they make routine plays happen routinely. Example, let's go back to 2 years ago, right?
Right.
Baltimore had the number one seed, AFC Championship game in Baltimore. A routine play, a crossing route, Zay Flowers catches the ball, reaches to extend himself over the goal line. Legarius Sneed made a great play. That was a routine throw and catch. He just had to finish the play. Remember, that fumble turned the course of that ball game in favor of Kansas City winning that ball game. Most recently, last year's playoff game, Buffalo-Baltimore. A two-point opportunity to give the Ravens an opportunity to win that ball game. A routine play. Out route to Mark Andrews. A routine play happened routinely. We didn't see that. Those are the missed opportunities that have really prevented the Baltimore Ravens from doing what we believe they are talented enough to do, which is play for a championship.
Now, B-Mac, I was there in Louisville watching him put a 60 and change
on a beloved Knowles. It was 62, wasn't it?
I was a Lamar Jackson believer, but I never disagree with you, but I'm going to disagree with you on this one. He cost them two possessions. He had an interception, and he also had a fumble. So I know Mark Andrews is the guy the black hat on that one. But Lamar, I mean, he's got to be clean in the playoffs. And he did have a bad fumble. You know, he carries it like Mike Vick used to, like a loaf of bread. So I get what you're saying, but he's still got to be – I mean, I know it's difficult to ask a man to be letter perfect, but he kind of needs to get that if they're ever going to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And you know what? Let me rephrase what I said. He played better against Buffalo, even with those two turnovers, than what he did against Kansas City the year before.
True that.
Remember, they only scored 10 points. Against Kansas City. Kansas City held them to 10 points. Kansas City beat them only scoring 17 points. But to your point, those are plays you cannot have surface in the playoff games. Because in regular season, you can weather the storm. But when you're playing against good on good, you can't make those costly mistakes. And to your point, those two turnovers were definitely costly in the first half of that ball game.
Right.
Bryant, when we get into the season here, the Falcons get the Seahawks, they get the Niners, they get the Rams, they get the Cardinals. So the NFC West will be featured heavily here in Atlanta with the NFC South. Where do you rank that division right now? Who do you think is the favorite? I think it's as jumbled of a division as the Falcons are going to see all year long. I think, honestly, any of those teams could win it.
With the NFC West?
Yeah.
Oh, number one is the Rams. It's the Rams, and two particular reasons for me. Right, with the Rams. They have the best coach in the division by far. Sean McVay is amazing. His ability to do more with less has really been felt, not to mention the personnel has gotten better. Number two, that young defense that we watched grow before our eyes should be better, led by Jared Verse. You know what I mean? And they're well coached. Think about it this, guys. Their defense, especially towards November and December football, played such good football that we didn't talk about them not having Aaron Donald. Think about that. Like, no one was really talking about, man, they miss Aaron Donald. Or, boy, they can use Aaron Donald. But that's because the young studs really grew. The maturation process for the young players on the defensive side for the Rams was really felt. So I think they'll be much better. That's why I start with the Rams. Now, in terms of the pecking order from 2, 3, and 4, I think it can be any order, in me personally. But if I had to give my prediction, I think the Rams would be number one. But I can see anything happening, but I got to go with the Rams if I had to pick a team primarily to be the number one coming out of the NFC West.
It's funny because I talk about it all the time with Carl and Chris filling in for Carl today. It's Brian McFadden, guys, in the WaitForIt.com hotline. That's the organization I aspire to Falcons to be.
Yes.
You know, Les Snead, they know when to go in for free agency. They know when to say blank those picks. And you're right, man. And Raheem Morris was part of that draft class you're talking about. 2 years ago, they drafted some great pieces in the middle rounds that had immediate impact. Last year, they took Braden Fisk. And they took the Florida State guys. They got the juice. And that's what we're hoping, which brings us to the Falcons, is can this defense, with a bunch of rookies and some good pieces in between, have the impact? And can Leonard Floyd and that rotation get the quarterback on the ground in the first year?
They better. They better. There's a lot of pressure on this defensive side for Atlanta because we all believe they will have an offense that can score points.
Right.
And I don't necessarily need to see the Falcons become super dominant. But you know what fans would love here in Atlanta from the defensive side? Seeing them get timely stops. Getting timely stops.
Right.
Yeah, getting off the field. That's it. Getting timely stops. Because that's more felt than anything. And not to mention good red zone defense. Because if you're getting timely stops and you're forcing teams to settle for field goals, you're going to win a lot more than you will lose. And that has been the issue, you know, for Atlanta over the last, it feels like for a decade now. Like, just getting timely stops, you know what I mean? And even that year, you know, when they went to the Super Bowl, it wasn't like the defense was great, but they were getting the necessary stops to give Matt Ryan the extra possessions to do what they were doing, right? So if you're Atlanta this year defensively, man, get the timely stops. In practices throughout training camp throughout the entire season, it should be a big-time emphasis in red zone football and third down football. Those got to be the two major nuggets for Falcons defensively to focus in on, because everything else will work itself out. But think about this, guys. You can be great on first and second down and be horrible on third down. You're going to lose a lot, right? You can be great in between the 20s, right, but horrible in the red zone, you're going to lose.
And that's
red
us.
Zone and third down right. Got to be overly emphasized this year for the Falcons defensively.
Right.
And that's what they did exactly time and time again. So when it comes to the offense for the Falcons, I think a lot of people are super excited about Michael Penix Jr., as they should be. But I think you can also make the argument, very curious to hear your take on this, lean on the run game, because you're not only making things easier for Michael Penix Jr., that's the strength of the offensive line, which is such an important part of this team. And for at least this year, if Tyler Allgeier does leave at the end of this year, utilize that 1-2 punch to make life easier for Michael Penix Jr. and not count on him to just bomb the ball down the field 30 times a game.
Chris, you know what you described for all of us, the Detroit Lions? that's what you described. Yes. Leaning on a running game, which made Jared Goff become a better passer in their offense. Leaning on the 1-2 punch, right? And we're not necessarily saying Atlanta could have the Sonic and Knuckles mentality for the nicknames like they have there in Detroit. But those two guys in Bijan Robinson and Tyler, they can have the same type of impact that we see from Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. Now, Atlanta fans, it would be up to you guys to give them a nickname when that happens. But right now, we'll worry about that later. But that's a great point. Yeah, because I know we're all mesmerized about the talent of Michael Penix. We are mesmerized about his potential. But don't put too much on his plate starting out. You got Bijan Robinson, who's probably one of the more talented running backs in the entire – clearly he's the most talented running back in the division by far. Get him going. And then when he's going, then you can bring in the Bruiser and Tyler. And then that opens up, to your point, Chris, the passing opportunity. So I'm right there with you, man. It's a copycat league. Take what Detroit has done over the last few years, which have made them overly successful, and utilize it here in Atlanta.
Right on, man. And that's funny. We had Mark Schlereth on earlier in the week, and I was talking about, you know, let's just do play action. Mark goes, there's more to it than that. You really got to establish the run, and you got to see through it. And then certainly with our weapons, we looking at it the other day. I was talking at the end of the show on Wednesday. You know, we got better weapons than the Ravens. You could argue better weapons than half the team in the league. So maximizing the talent with Zach. I mean, I gave Zach a pass because he had to go through the Kirk Cousins meltdown. And the coach is funny because in hindsight, we realized that Kirk was never going to tell them how he was playing, and players never want to get pulled off the job, right? Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, Brian, yeah. So how much is it really goes back to Ross saying, I gotta sit you? And unfortunately, we waited just too long, and the season's gone. I'm sorry, I've got off on a sidetrack. But do you like what we're doing offensively with this OC, Zach Robinson?
I think so. To your point, it was almost a trial by error type of situation in year one. But year two, you got to see a significant jump from him being a play caller, and then, of course, for the quarterback. But those two will be tied to the hip. Honestly, because if you look at great quarterback play throughout the National Football League, coming from young players or experienced players, guess what they have at their disposal? A great play caller that knows their game in and out. That's why Jay Daniels was able to do what he did last year, because whatever right. you want to say about Cliff Kingsbury as a head coach, he has a great ability to get the most out of young quarterbacks when he's just dialed into that position. When you look at C.J. Stroud, especially in year one, great relationship with this play caller. So clearly here in Atlanta, that is something that has to be, you know, paid attention to from the fan side of things, and of course in the organization, because if Michael Penix, he's going to be at his best, you know, it's imperative for Zach to be able to unleash that.
Great stuff, Bryant, man. Always appreciate the fun and the shenanigans. Have a great weekend, man.
All right, thank you. You guys too.
That's our man, Brian McFadden, on the WaitFor.com hotline. We're live at Twin Peaks and Buckhead. Hasselhoff has just rolled in. Jerry's in the house. Tinker's here. Sexy Brazilian women are watching soccer, and they don't really want to meet you, but come on down and join the party. We're hanging at Twin Peaks and Buckhead. We'll come back. We got some – Day-Day is scribbling to me. We've got – what it says – what does that say?
Oh, that says we have, I believe, a giveaway, Mike. Bell.
Okay, because Day-Day just wrote on my page, and I was like, Wausau, the insurance company? No, that's NASCAR. We got two tickets right now for you guys to go Saturday night under the lights, NASCAR racing to Echo Park Speedway. It's going to be a blast. Everyone gets so hyped for the summer race. We'll take caller number 7 right now. You and a buddy or your wife or whoever are going to go to Echo Park Speedway, 404-726-0929.
I am feeling so generous today, Mike Bell. I'm going to up that to a 4-pack.
What? That's crazy talk.
I am going to up that to a 4-pack.
That means we don't give away another pair?
No, that means we may have more tickets to give away in the show as well.
All of a sudden, it's like QVC. But wait, yes, right now we're going to make it a 4-pack.
Yes, for one day only.
You cannot find this in a store. It's now a 4-pack. You're going to get 4 tickets. You're going to see cars racing. And what's a mini Talladega? Lights are on at night. People taking their shirts off, drinking beer. You're going to be there. 404-726-0929. 4-pack for Echo Park Speedway under the lights coming up next Saturday night.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where the play is play. Hey, man, happy Friday. It's Dukes and Bell. G-Money was just showing us, I guess Tom Brady did a bump on WWE the other night. Corniest thing ever. It just totally jive. When was that? Anyway, when was that, G? When was that? When? Because it's like, it just showed me this video. Tom Brady, he pulls off a Peyton Manning jersey. He spits on an Aaron Rodgers jersey. He's tearing up the Manning jersey. Is this recent? Or is, because, you know, with the internet, it might have been out for like a while. Who knows? I don't know where this is. Anyway, G just distracted the hell out of me. Before I could tell you the winner of our tickets for the race coming up, guys, a week from Saturday, you got the race on Friday night and then Saturday night, NASCAR in action. Bart Willis from Gainesville, he's got the four-pack to go to Echo Park Speedway, and I can't wait. Matter of fact, I'm looking forward. Got my tickets. My neighbor Kirby and I, he's a big racing fan. We were out there for the spring race. Can't wait. So you ever figure out what the hell this is? Day-Day, what is this? Give me some intel on this. I mean, because, you know, he drove, I'm like steak, you know, I'm like a child. I'm like a dog.
So
I'm sitting here because I'm about to come back, and then G-Money's like, look at this. I was like, okay, I know, it's Squirrel. So what is this?
Oh,
yeah,
he's
it's,
looking up
no, it's at Fanatics Fest.
Oh, he was at Fanatics Fest.
He was at Fanatics Fest in New York City.
Yeah, okay. And he was basically doing the Cody Rhodes entrance.
Oh, it's corny as hell. It's goofy.
Yeah, so they apparently had a WWE entrance that fans and everybody, you can sort of go imitate your favorite wrestlers.
Guess what? That was stupid. Bad idea, Tom.
Well, he's always straddled the line between corny and cool, I feel like.
Right. Well, you admit
you saying he's Russell Wilson?
No, Russell Wilson is 100% corny.
You mean Mr. Unlimited.
You ever do something dangerous?
I mean, that's a dude. That's kind of like, you know, I think of Alex Rodriguez in the same way. He's just never, even though you think he's got the world by the short and curlies, he's just never confident or comfortable in his own skin, which runs so counterintuitive because, you know, 99% of guys out there would say, I'd give my left whatever to be that guy. But it's strange how it manifests itself in their career.
Yeah, it's something that when you're around a bunch of guys who do have that, you stick out like a sore thumb so badly. And that's why you get all the reports out of the locker room that all these guys are like, yo, this dude's a clown.
Right.
Then he gets to Denver and he basically tries to be the CEO.
And it's so funny because, you know, rarely will you hear in the NFL guys just diss a guy the way that Russell got dissed. And this is one thing, if you don't have success, should have won two Super Bowls. You don't call the slant, just, you know, give it to beast mode. But, yeah, that was kind of telling. And then further on, and that's why in New York, whatever's left in the tank, the New York media will pick apart. So be curious to see where that one goes for Jackson. And Dart is eventually under center. Hey, man, some guy talk for you here on Dukes and Bell. A couple of things. Let me start with some football, and we'll get to the NBA. But did you hear about this, Chris? The University of Wisconsin is suing the Miami Hurricanes for allegedly tampering with a former corner named Xavier Lewis. Hmm. Apparently, this guy got in the portal, and now this is kind of unprecedented because it seems like it's the Wild West. Even now, with these, what we thought were, say, you know, let's be honest, there are no guardrails. Nothing's changed in the world of college football with the House versus NCAA. But he announced he was going to transfer back in December. A couple weeks later, he goes on X that the Wisconsin football team wrongfully declined to enter his name into the portal. Either way, he said that he had entered into a two-year NIL agreement. UW thought it was enforceable. I'm talking about Wisconsin. Anyway, he skedaddles to Miami. So I guess it's a suit for breach of contract and then meddling with Miami.
Unfortunately, I think we're going to see a whole lot more of this because what's going to happen with this new enforcement arm, you're going to see so many things that are going to try to get sneaked through the process and are going to wind up turning out, Mike, exactly like this. That's my fear.
Miami over tampering. That's why I'd love to know at the end of the day, and that's why I just kind of wish that the offensive lineman from Missouri just said, look, I'm going to Miami for more money. because I've got a better chance of going to the NFL if I play at Georgia. You know, I know that I'm not a big fan of Stacey Searles and what has happened with their offensive line coaching since Pittman left and Matt Luke moved on. But, you know, still, it's just say it's the dollars, man. We'll get on with our lives. See where this one goes with Wisconsin versus Miami. I got to root with the guys with the cheese.
Well,
you can't spell scum without UN.
Well, exactly. And let's be honest, too. The guy who's playing quarterback over there now is not exactly number one in our hearts.
Lost his girl. What's up, man? Well, it's good to see you, brother. Hey, man. So I was over the Miami comment. Guy just gave the hard symbol. Hey, real quick. We were talking earlier about Shador Sanders getting nailed for speeding. And obviously the optics are bad, but it's not the end of the world for a guy that gets nailed for doing stuff like that a lot myself. But as far as Shador Sanders, give me an example of how media can distort things and how things get off the rails. Today I'm walking Ike the dog, and Dennis, my neighbor's got a black lab, Shadow, they're buddies. And so as we're walking, this is Dennis, we call him Dennis Downer, and he goes, yeah, I was listening to a Sirius Radio, said that Shador Sanders looked like crap in practice. I'm like, what does that even mean? And here's a guy, so here's a listener, just happens to be one of my neighbors, and he's talking about something like it's gospel that he heard on Sirius XM. From you don't know what the agenda is with whoever said it and where he got that money, that information from at camp. But it's to me, it's just another, seems like everything we've heard about Shador Sanders is he's, you know, again, 7-on-7, you figure out what a good practice or bad practice is. But he seemed to be doing and answering all the things that they were asking of him up there from Kevin Stefanski. But it just kind of struck me as like, if people don't like Deion, and this kid is still paying for stuff. And then, unfortunately, that's why, as you said, Chris, he's got to be doing it better and cleaner than everybody, fair or unfair, because so many people have an agenda with him.
They have taken this coverage to such a micro level that they were reporting his practice throwing stats from off-season minicamp with no pads and no defense.
Right.
And they were counting his throwing stat. They had a reporter for ESPN in Cleveland that would post a graphic every single day with his stats. That's the level of scrutiny that he's under there. Fair or unfair, like you said, but at the end of the day, if he wants the job and if he wants a chance to prove himself as a starting quarterback in the NFL, he's got to play by the rules.
Hey, from football to Love Island.
Oh.
Now, I don't watch any of these stupid dating shows.
Me either.
It's the stupidest freaking thing in the world.
I agree.
I don't watch The Masked Singer. I don't, you know, it's just, there's a lot of stuff in pop, Stephen A. Smith, a lot of things in pop culture I just won't watch. But as far as Love Island, reason I bring it up is I asked about his calf and how he's going to be ready for Game 7, which goes to OKC. We have to wait till Sunday for that, right? Sunday night? But
yeah.
And NBA. Jay Jones is Tyrese Halliburton's very beautiful girlfriend. And last night, he was basically talking about how they take time off from before they watch Love Island. She's working with the ointment and whatever she's going to do to put on his calf.
I know.
And do a little vigorous calf massage to keep her man in the game. So good job, Jay Jones. Halliburton gave what he could. Not great. Siakam was the show last night, but obviously they forced a Game 7. More on that with Steve Koonin from the Hawks coming up. But Love Island, are you a fan?
No. Oh, my goodness, no. And it's a shame because it's a point of contention with my girlfriend because she's obsessed with everything, housewives and...
That's the one good thing I can say about my wife. She is a tomboy. She loves sports. She watches sports. She watches Murder and Mayhem. So, you know, it's always like Lifetime movies or How I Got Away with It. She was watching that whole Reed situation up in Boston. So, Day-Day, you Love Island, man?
So, I've never even watched it, but I will tell you this. Rock Nation put out a post today with Megan Thee Stallion, because I guess she's going to be some kind of way featured
in
the new season. I may peep it out here and there.
So you like him thick?
Oh. She's not thick these days. She has been in the gym. She's been in that gym.
But curves where it matters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Some might call it an hourglass figure.
No, I just saw.
Definitely a Clydesdale.
On social media, I just saw a picture of Kim Kardashian, and she literally looks like Jessica Rabbit. Like, I mean, that's not a normally occurring body. She looks like, I mean, the waist is like 18 inches, and then obviously it goes out to like bowling pin proportions, I mean, don't get me wrong. But all I could think of is like, Jessica, please. It's a Who Framed Roger Rabbit reference. What's up, man? NYPD in the house. What's up, boss? Hey, man. So anyway, the reason I bring up Love Island, so that's what Halliburton is doing. Before they watch that show, his girl's got to get on that calf muscle. Yeah, Day-Day is now showing me the new and improved Megan Thee Stallion. Yeah, that'll work. That's all right. You know me, man. You know me. I got the swirl. I'm down with it. Sorry. Too much information. Bringing it back to Love Island, our server, the very lovely, speaking of Jessica, she apparently is auditioning for Love Island. And so she was saying, they say I'm like a southern snooki from the Jersey Shore. And so I had to explain, this girl's in her 20s. She has no idea who anyone under the age of 30 has no idea who Barbie Benton was. So I showed her things. I got my laptop here at Twin Peaks and Bucket, and I showed her Barbie Benton. She's like, oh, wow. I go, that was Hugh Hefner's Squeeze. And if you're of a certain age, Barbie Benton was a sexy brunette. And I showed it to you, and you were like, okay, not too shabby.
Hey, listen, I'm down with it. And I, you know what? Given her effervescent personality, Mike, I think she'd fit right in.
Right on. Hey, one last note before we wrap up Guy Talk. I was just talking with Squid Billy, Bo Morgan from The Morning Shift. Hear him with Mike Johnson, of course, and
Allie Mack
in The Morning Show. And they're kicking butt. Squid's a big Led Zeppelin fan. He even has a Zeppelin tattoo. But I finally got
and
a chance.
And he'll show you, too.
You don't want to see it. Last night after the Braves game, and once it seemed like they were down by 17, I figured it was a wrap for the Pacers over the Thunder. I saw Becoming Led Zeppelin on Netflix last night. Friggin' great. If you're a Led Zeppelin fan, it's bananas. And it really does show you how they get to that first year. Amazing. The first two records. They put two of the greatest records in rock history out within like months of each other while they're touring. Breaking America. Musical geniuses. If you're a Zeppelin fan, even if you're not, you'll love it. So it's called Becoming Zeppelin. It was in the theaters. Now it's on Netflix. Hey, guys, we got more tickets for NASCAR. Stay tuned for that. If you want to go Saturday night, a week from Saturday, to watch the race. It's going to be a bananas race. Quaker State 400 under the lights over there, man, at Echo Park Speedway. But next, we'll talk about Love Island, Barbie Benton, and more with Steve Coonan, Hawks CEO, and see what he thinks about the Hawks' plans in the draft.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dukes and Bell live at Twin Peaks and Buckhead on a Friday. Perfect day. Great crowd, man. Good crew at the bar. Got that guy. See these dudes over here. What's up, man? How's it going, man? Hanging out with his girl. What's up, girl? But come on down. Join the party. We've also got our conversation with Alex Anthopoulos. He told us a lot. And some of the things, a lot of guys went back on the Odyssey app and heard the conversation, Chris. Something that you and I and Carl have talked about, I've always said he's never going to say it on the radio, but he kind of has, you know, self-imposed salary cap from Liberty Media, who are the primary shareholders of the spinoff of the Braves holding. But take a listen. Not putting words in his mouth. You decide for yourself when we talked about some of the limitations or trying to build this roster. But a lot of Braves fans feeling warm and fuzzy after the sweep of the Mets. More conversation about that with Grant McCauley, guys, coming up. And you'll hear what Alex Anthopoulos had to say about Strider, about making more moves. What's the future for Zuna, who's going to be a free agent right now, though? Speaking of the future, what is the friggin' future of the Hawks? Time for catching up with Koonin. All right. Are we going to use those picks, shop them picks, use those picks and shop those players? Steve Koonin joins us right now. Steve, what should Hawks fans expect coming up next Wednesday?
Hawks fans should expect high humidity, temperatures in the mid to high 80s.
And 90s, Steve,
team, 90s. 90s. And a team that's working very hard to improve itself.
It's going to be hot in Hotlanta for Hawks fans.
Well, I mean, again, it takes two to tango right now. I think the Kevin Durant business is kind of clogging everything. And once that gets resolved, I think you'll right. see a lot of teams making calls, doing things. But the phones are busy, but there's nothing really to report today.
Steve, when you see a player of Desmond Bane's caliber, who is, by all accounts, a very good two-way player, attain four first-round picks, what does that, to you, signal about the market?
Well, it signals to me that Orlando thought he was a key piece. I don't think you can take really anything macro and apply it to it. I think it's somebody that they truly wanted. They thought he paid would plugging well with Jalen Suggs and their two big guys up front. But it seems to me like, you know, we did this with DeJounte. We gave three number ones 3 years ago. So I think there's an ever, it just kind of comes unique to the player, the team, and situation. I don't think it's a blanket. One size doesn't fit all, and I wouldn't apply the Desmond Bane to any other expectations that people have.
I know, Steve, that all we want to do with whatever space we have is to get an all-star along with Trey. I know that Jalen Johnson is perceived to be on the cusp of being an all-star, and obviously an upper body injury cannot be foreseen. It is what it is. But do you feel that you can, at least right now, a week out, tell Hawks fans that, you know, this is the offseason where we get that, you know, the Batman and Robin dynamic, however you want to describe it, that star player to play with Trey?
Well, Mike, I can't be put in that position. I appreciate your trying, and you did a damn good job. But I can't promise that because, once again, it takes two to tango. We are looking to improve our team in every aspect. And that's really the only thing that I can assure our fans of.
When it comes to roster building, I think it's safe to say that the era of the big three has come and gone. And now the secret sauce to winning is about organizational depth from the first player to the last player on the bench. We're witnessing that right now in the finals. So with the core nucleus intact, how important does it become to build around that successfully this offseason?
I think that's a great question. I think it becomes really, really important. And I think we need, you know, help and depth at the center position and at the guard position. And I think that those were areas last year when Clint got hurt and Onyeka really broke out, but there was no depth behind him. And so we're looking at, you know, hopefully developing our own players, which is the primary job today with the markets. But, you know, if we could find a great rim runner who also spreads the court, that would be amazing.
More on the Braves sweep of the Mets, guys. Some Falcon talk as well coming up next hour. Right now, talking with Hawks CEO Steve Koonin about the draft night, Wednesday night draft party for the fans will be down there at State Farm. And I know that, you know, Trey, he's a dude that has, you know, certainly evolved. We talked about the leadership, everything, checking all the boxes. The assists were up. And again, the bench is there. It's that player, and I know I'll put you – I apologize, Steve. I love you. I'm just going to ask the question because people want to know. Can we expect – if it makes sense. Now, it's a unique situation. I know hypotheticals, but maybe doing more than the bare minimum, perhaps getting into a luxury apron, if that makes this team a demonstrably better team.
Yeah, the financial part's not a problem. We're not looking to save money. We're looking to roster build and do it the right way. You look at what Phoenix, the situation they're in. I opened this by saying the Kevin Durant trade. no secret. They have to make moves because they went all in and they didn't go all in on the right team. And now they literally are so limited in what they can do. It's going to plague that franchise for many years. So we're going to do what we believe is the best thing long-term for the franchise. And hopefully the fans will see the wisdom and, you know, and the team will prove it on the floor, because at the end of the day, that's what it's about, is delivering on the floor. We could argue all day, makes great radio, but got to happen on the floor.
No, and I don't want a $50 million-plus guy, you know, at the end of his career, who's just going to, and I'm not going to put words in your mouth, it's my take, is going to demand to be traded in 18 months anyway, and you'd have to move on some assets. You know, any team that would want that trade would want a Jalen Johnson in the mix, and I don't want to give up on that guy. So it just brings us back to, you know, can you do it? Is free? Should let me ask you this: can fans expect more maybe through free agency? And it could be some of its parts with some worker bees, but really good worker bees.
Well, I think I think the combination of draft, free agency, and trade are going to build our roster. There's no doubt about it. And we have, you know, we have a lot of people who would like to get our draft positions. We're getting a tremendous amount of call about the 13th pick and the 22nd pick. So there's great value there, which, again, gives us an opportunity to roster build because, let's be honest, rookies cost less money, which allow you to bring in and, you know, pay veterans more. So it's all a mosaic, and putting it together is happening as we speak.
How much does the franchise value the two first-round picks? How much are you willing to, and have you been willing to listen to calls? As you said, the calls are coming in, but what is the value right now on picks 13 and 22?
Well, the value's high, and only fools don't listen, you know, because somebody might make us an offer we can't refuse, to quote the Godfather. So there are a lot of good players in this draft. You know, last year we were fortunate enough to jump from 10th position to the first pick in the draft and got Zachary Reflache, who we feel very, very good about and a real piece to build around. He's still 19 years old. And we think there's some really, really good pieces in this draft as well. So I'm excited.
Is our man Steve Coonan, Guys Hawks CEO, talking about our Atlanta Hawks or not talking about our Atlanta Hawks here on the WadeFord.com hotline. What do you think about the finals, man? NBA's got to be happy going to 7. Pacers were electric. Siakam, who unfortunately we couldn't get to Atlanta. We tried. He was obviously doing some great things last night. What do you think, man? Do you think the Pacers can pull out the comeback, or you like the Thunder?
Yeah, I mean, every bit of logic says the Thunder will win at home and they'll win decisively. But you want to talk about back against the wall, down 3-2, up against this juggernaut of a team. Halliburton, the best player on Indiana, you know, is injured, where if this was normal regular season, he'd be out 2 to 3 weeks. And lo and behold, they blow them out of the gym. And this is why we love sports, because it is truly unscripted television.
When you guys are planning around this time with the draft right around the corner, in terms of planning, in terms of future spending, in terms of allocation, how much goes into it in terms of projection, in terms of win-loss total, in terms of if our record is X at this point in the season, we'll be able to spend Y? Are those things constantly evolving and being planned for?
Well, it's not really spending. There are so many rules that I don't think our listeners would be that thrilled for me to go into all the technical pieces, because you can't trade value for non-value. You can't add $50 million of salary unless you have that kind of, you know, openness in your budget. And I think Brooklyn's the only one with that kind of, you know, who's rebuilding, has the only one with that kind of money available. So you have to match the dollars coming in and the dollars coming out. And so, yes, we constantly look at it. And, you know, there are the new TV deal starts this year. The salary cap line is $187 million, $32 million increase over last year. So at $187 million, we should be able to roster build and build something that, you know, allows us to continue to grow. And the whole idea is to get better. That is the single idea, to continue to improve the team.
Hey, man, Falcon Report's coming up. What Alex Anthopoulos told Dukes and Bell earlier today. It's our man Steve Coonan, Hawks CEO, as we're live from Twin Peaks in Buckhead. And for guys that are new to the show, Steve, in addition to being a great ballroom dancer, was a TV executive. He started off on the Coca-Cola side. Then he basically, all your favorite stuff on TNT, TBS, that's Uncle Steve. So what the heck's going on with the Stanley Cup? We had great excitement, tons of action, because the casual fan wants scoring. You got all that, Steve. And the NHL Finals are getting outdrawn by women's softball.
Well, I think a big piece of the problem is one of the two teams was headquartered in Canada. And so you don't have two U.S. markets, major markets that are driving it. And, you know, hockey has always traditionally been less of a draw than, you know, the big three, baseball, football, and, of course, NBA basketball. So it's it was a good series. You know, repeat champion, good series, great games. I think four of the six went to overtime. But it's a combination of the shrinking cable universe and, you know, I don't think people were that familiar with the players.
How quickly are Bryson Graham and Peter Dinwiddie getting acclimated, and how involved will they be in the draft process?
Oh, they're very acclimated and very involved. I mean, they're working literally 18-hour days. And with their experience, they're bringing a lot to the table. We're really happy and fortunate to have them on our team. I like what we've built in the front office.
All right, Steve, what do you got planned this weekend, man? What are you cooking? A steak would say. What do you got? What is Steve Coonan eating this weekend?
I have no earthly idea. Steak, you know, gets a little more into food. I'm trying to lose the weight, not accentuate the weight. So I have no earthly idea. But, you know, just hanging out with our kids and our grandkids, which to me is the best weekend.
Sounds like Steve's going to do a Manly Man American weekend. Hot dogs, some burgers on the grill.
Sounds good to me.
just do it. It's a non sequitur. I just do it after. Steve, have a great weekend, brother. Take care.
All right. Be care.
Bye. That's right, guys. So, again, we didn't really get the answers you were looking for, Hawks fans. You can't talk about specific players that are under contract. That's why, you know, it's funny you talked a little bit about Durant and all that, but... Again, what's your spidey sense tell you we're going to do? We're going to use those picks or lose those picks?
They're going to use them, and it's going to be a relatively quiet offseason.
All right, because that's not what I want to hear.
No, me either.
All right. Hey, man, we're hanging out live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. We'll come back. I've got tickets for you and three friends, because that's how cool we are on Dukes and Bell. Even though Chris is in for Carl. Carl's cool, too. But we're going to give you four passes. Go to next Saturday night, Under the Light, one of the hottest tickets in Atlanta. Night races, always bananas. It's going to be a blast at Echo Park Speedway on the south side. Stay tuned. That's coming up next segment. We'll talk about the Falcons, get Chris's take on, is 10 wins attainable for this squad? Or is the schedule maybe tougher than some folks are thinking about? And then Alex Anthopoulos, guys, we spoke with him to hear what he had to say about the questions you want to hear answered as the Braves sweep the Mets. Grant McCauley at 520 right here on Dukes and Bell.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.